Father Chris's homily today centers on the first reading in this liturgy from the Acts of the Apostles. It is as follows. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles. And they were distributed to each according to need. The word of the Lord.
I find the first reading a little disturbing and bothersome. Does it bother anybody else, this first reading that we have? The way Luke describes those early believers. He paints an image, a very idyllic image. Everything is perfect with this community. And those early believers. I mean, remember how they were months before. The unfaithfulness, the running away, the fear, the sin. And then all of a sudden, these people are transformed. They're turned into a wonderful people, a saintly people, people living in the power of the Spirit with no pettiness, no strife, no bitterness. Just wonderful, saintly people. Do you know anybody like that? Are we like that group of early disciples? Yeah? That's a bothersome image too. But then what's even more bothersome is what these people do. Do you remember what they did? They went and sold all that they had and did what with it? Laid it at the feet of the apostles. Now, for the most part, most of those people had precious little. Probably all that they had could be fit within the size of a blanket, wrap that blanket up and carry it along with them. If you have precious little, what you have is very, very precious to you. And they sold what they had and placed it at the feet of the apostles. I think of all the stuff that I have. I could fill more than a blanket. I could fill a moving van. Actually, I could probably fill two moving vans with all the stuff that I have. They laid it all at the feet of the apostle. How come having more stuff makes me less generous? This is a disturbing reading for me. They sold what they had and laid it at the feet of the apostles. Now, if I give a gift, more often than not, I place strings on that gift. I want to determine what happens with my charity. These were a people of faith, trusting in the apostles. They sold what they had, placed it at the feet of the apostles. Me? I tend to think that I know better what to do with my gift than apostles. But not this group. This is a bothersome reading to me, a disturbing reading to me. And As I prayed with this reading all week, I came to the conclusion that I could have two responses. First, kind of give up. Admit that I am a slacker, a derelict, a Johnny-come-lately that is not ever going to be all in, devote all my heart, all my soul to this Christian thing, like those early believers. Just slacking my way through, being a minimalist, the least, doing the least that I can, and still be a believer. Or I can look at those early believers, remembering that just months before, they too were a people in turmoil, betrayal, greed, fear, sin, and transformed, changed. If that could happen to them, then there is hope that the same thing can happen to me. I can be transformed. We can be transformed.